Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 90, the big 90. Today is Saturday, October 21st, 2017. I'm your host, Lita, and over there somewhere is the man with the plan. Hey, Stone. How are you? Do you want to unmute yourself?
Pro. I'm completely pro, yo. Completely pro. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's how we do it.
You were swearing at me for talking too loud, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Lita? Yes. There we go. Pro.
Awesome.
Pro.
Awesome.
How are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. I'm doing good. Coffee is good.
I've got beer.
I've got
coffee. Drinking beer, Lita.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm that's drinking nice. Lita. Anyways, let's go.
Oh, anyway, we have got a very special guest with us today. We have got the Haggerty joining us. Hey, Haggerty, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are thrilled that you've come to tell us what you've been doing and who you are and all that kind of stuff. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. But we're interested to hear what your journey with these challenges has been. So first off, what we might do is get you just to tell us a little bit about yourself. So the player behind the characters.
Sure. I outside of gaming, I'm an engineer, mechanical by trade. And recently moved down to Florida, so that's new. Originally from New England. So very different. Other than that, I've been gaming since I was little and just yeah.
Okay. All right. So what do you remember starting off playing in games when you were little?
That's a good question. I think my first system was a N64. My parents made me wait till I was, I think, 11 to get a system. I don't know why at that age, just random choice of age, I guess.
Nice.
And then it was just all downhill from there. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Nice. I feel really old all of a sudden.
Yep.
Anyway.
It's okay.
So how long have you been playing WoW?
I've been playing WoW since, I think it was November 2005. One of my friends from high school finally convinced me to try it after like a year of hounding me.
Yeah.
Since then I've quit maybe, I say quit like with quotation marks, like half a dozen times and then inevitably come back a few months later. So.
Okay.
So on and off for 12 years.
Okay. All right. And what do you main? What class and race do you normally main?
Ever since vanilla, I've been Rep Paladin
from
the beginning, even when they were really, really bad in vanilla. And then slowly got better and better over time and are now basically the same as every other class. So.
Yep. Okay. So when did you first start a challenge turn?
So that was pretty recently, I think a few months ago. Maybe only 2 or 3 months ago, actually. Pretty recently. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. I stumbled upon it on YouTube. I think his name's Kyun Moon was streaming it on YouTube. And I was watching that and decided to give it a try.
So. Excellent. Cool. All right. So what challenge are you focused on? Like, or do you want to try all of the different challenges?
So the main one I'm focused on is the Iron Man challenge. Tin Man seemed a little too easy. I do enjoy doing quests, and especially since I haven't done a lot of the post-Cataclysm stuff. Bloodthirsty didn't really seem to fit very well, so I figured just go with the classic Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. And what did you choose, race and class?
Surprise, surprise, Rep Paladin.
Okay.
Figured, hey. Just at least as a start, it's my bread and butter. You know, I know everything about the class, so I figured it'd be a good place to start. And also, I don't think any Rep Paladin has gotten to 110. Is that true? It seemed like there's a few prop paladins, but
yeah, I think we should have a few pallies. We have 1, 2, 2. And I think for the most part, well, we just have our second right now. So I think for the most part, though, Prot is very strong because it's hard to die.
Yeah, which makes sense for something where you're trying not to die, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we always suggest, you know, if you're not sure what to go with what you know. Yeah. Like yeah, that's exactly. That if you know a Rep Pally, absolutely, that can be the best way to, you know, to start off, which is good. All right. So what's been your fondest memory so far in what you've done with the Iron Man?
So far, obviously, since I'm still pretty new, I don't have tons of standout things, but overall, I would say it's probably, my first attempt as a paladin, I've already done 3 attempts, so I'm on my third right now. First attempt when I was in Westfall and just killing mobs, and that's when I kind of first realized how unique the Iron Man challenge is in terms of the way it makes you view the game in a completely like different light. For someone that's been playing as long as I have, like having the game experienced in different ways, it's pretty unique. How like every encounter is really intense, and like every decision you make actually matters.
Yes.
Whereas nowadays in regular WoW, like most things you do, there's no consequences, you know, and so it's very different. Mm-hmm. So that's not really a memory, I guess, but as just kind of a what I like about it so far. So.
Mm. No, that's a really good point, because even though like for a lot of us that like you have played the game for, let's just say, some time. that to change things up, you know, I mean, Stone and I are mad altaholics between us. I mean, it's just crazy how many we've got. But when you think of something like a challenge tune, how interesting does it make leveling that tune? It yeah. really focuses you into a way that no other tune can quite do that. To that degree. So that's really good. What's been, so just tell us, what have you done with your pally so far? Where did you start? Which zones? So you've got to Westfall, but where did you start? Which way are you going? What do you want to run? Sort of which way do you want to run with the pally as you level?
Yeah, so every paladin I've started, I've done a different race just because I want to try something different every time. And I'm hoping not to have to go through all of the races, but we'll see. So my first run through, I started with the human area, Westfall, all the way through southern Azeroth, or Eastern Kingdoms, rather. Since then, I did a dwarf, and my third guy that I'm working on now is a Draenei. And I really am liking the northern Eastern Kingdoms path, which is like the Lochmaddon, Wetlands, Arathi, Hinterlands, WPL, EPL, etc. That path, and I'm at Searing Gorge right now, and that path, I'm not sure exactly why I like it, but so far that's what I've liked the most.
Okay, so what level is your current pally?
Current one's 49.
Wow.
So well done. Getting there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get through vanilla though, and get into Burning Crusade, because I've heard that every time you jump to the next expansion, it gets kind of another level of difficulty. So,
I would say that Outland is going to be the hardest part, cool. to be honest.
So, if I can make it through that, I'm good. Is what you're saying?
You should be. I mean, you can still die. I almost died, but it's. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's just Outland is, man.
It's hard.
It's just a slog.
I mean, I've noticed that it's a slog even on like a fully heirloomed alt. Like, yeah, it takes the 60 to 70 takes the longest out of any other section.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
And you've got to be, you know, you've got to dodge Fell Reapers. That's
Yep, that's always fun.
Never a nice thing, is it, Stone?
I have not died to one on an iron. So I don't know why you referred to me. Close is, I mean, he never came up to me. I mean, he was there. He wants me, because who doesn't want me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the one advantage I do have as a paladin, though, is that assuming I can survive the first hit of something, I can just bubble hearth away. So, worst case.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Nice.
So, if I aggro a Fell Reaver, assuming the first hit doesn't one-shot me, I can bubble hearth. And...
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
Excellent.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Yeah, I'm not sure how hard he hits, but...
Yes. So... You said this is your third attempt, okay, which is awesome. Yes, which is good. So have you tried any other race class combination with the iron so far?
Yeah, so I did one of the contest characters, the Panda Shaman.
Oh, good.
How's
that go?
It went okay. I only got to, 32 or 34 before I... was dumb and made a big mistake. So
I'm so sorry.
Ended that run pretty quick.
Yeah.
But
that's all right. That's how we learned. 32 is that's not bad. That's well done. That's very good.
Yeah, I will say Shaman's definitely harder than Rep Paladin.
Yeah.
How quickly you kill things and your vulnerability and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. It sometimes kind of feel like, well, I wanted to give everyone voidies, except for prot warriors. I'm like, prot warriors don't need it. But I was saying into Discord earlier that I think all classes should be allowed a voidie. Just, you know, just because. Why not? That would just make it a little bit better for a shaman. Just a bit squishy. So, anyway, a pally with a voidie, that would be kind of cool.
That would be overpowered. I don't know.
They could be pink. A pink voidie. That would be awesome. I would run around with a pink voidie. Yeah, that would be fun. I want one. Anyway, all right. So tell us about the deaths. Tell us. It's cathartic. It really is. Okay? So tell us about the first death on the first pally. What happened? How far did you get with that pally?
They're getting choppy. So I don't know if it's you or me, but it sounds choppy.
Lita, can you hear me fine?
I can start to hear you now.
Choppy.
Yeah.
Still a bit choppy.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit better now, but it's still a little bit choppy.
I can go closer to the microphone and see if that helps.
No, I think it's more like lag. And I don't know if it's Skype or not.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe if I try stopping video.
Yeah, you can try. Yeah, you can try doing that.
Is that any better? No. Testing.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Okay.
Excellent.
Let me know if it breaks up again.
Oh, okay.
So first one was gotten to 31. I was in Stranglethorn. And it had nothing to do with the game. My computer froze in the middle of fighting mobs. And I was like, that's definitely not good, but maybe I'll survive. Restarted my computer, logged back in, dead. So it was not very eventful, but not fun.
Ow. Yeah.
So then I started my second guy. I got him to 39. And that's where I wanted to be very careful about where horde locations are in terms of flight paths. I was in the central main area next to Strathalm, where all the quests are. I didn't realize there's a horde flight path right on the northeastern edge of that little town. Got a little too close, and the flight path bat decided to fly over and one shot me. So,
oh yes,
oh my goodness. Yes.
What is it, the bulwark?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ow. Damn. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've all had a other faction death.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, hopefully that's my only one, but we'll see.
No.
Mm. And then then my shaman, I was in Hinterlands. You know the I forget the name of the big temple, the like 3 or 4 yes. level temple.
Yes.
Filled with mobs. Mm-hmm. I was on maybe the 3rd level, I think, and finished up the quests and decided to be lazy and just jump down a couple levels to get back to the quest master and and landed next to a mob, and of course it immediately dazed me. Got dismounted. Had just switched to Resto, so no longer had my thunderstorm to knock things away, and just died. So those are my 3 deaths so far.
Okay.
I'm loving the new nickname they just gave me in chat, by the way. Laggerty. That's good.
Nice.
I like that. Nice. I'll have to keep that.
Yes. Crystal has a question for you in the chat room. Says, ever tried S2P?
Free WoW. To play WoW.
Oh. Okay. Free to play WoW?
Oh, like vanilla servers and stuff?
I think he's more saying what you can do by not paying for WoW, so you can go up to level 20 and all that stuff.
20?
Oh yeah, yeah, so in a few of the times that I've quit temporarily, okay. I've hopped on and done some of the level 20 stuff. The fun part is that with only getting to 20, you can still do battlegrounds and stuff like that, and if you like PvP, that's easy way to still have fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
So or you can stop at 19 and do the whole twink gearing stuff.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it is, because there are still a few items that are better than heirlooms.
Okay.
Not many, but
okay.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't done it in probably at least a year or two, but
okay.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was still that around. You know, you didn't, sometimes you don't really hear of that. Like, it was very, very big in vanilla, like huge. And it was good fun.
Yeah, that was something I did a lot of back then.
Yeah, slightly. Nice. All right, so what do you think has been the most unfriendly zone that you've come across as a challenge to?
Let's think about that.
Is there one that you just do not want to go through? Like, you'll just be like, hell no, I'm not going over there.
So, I mean, I guess emotionally, Stranglethorn, because of my death there, but that's not logical. Logically, probably Western Plaguelands. That's a lie. Eastern Plaguelands. It's probably the scariest zone for me to level in. There seem to be a lot of hard-hitting mobs in Eastern Plaguelands that are not very forgiving.
Okay.
And densely packed too.
Can be a little bit tricky. Yes. So when you're questing as an iron, do you try and quest a little bit higher than your level, or are you sticking, like, do you look at the quests and go, okay, I'm sticking with green, I'm sticking with yellow, I'm going into orange? Like, what do you find is your preference as you quest along on an iron?
So far I've made sure not any specific level in terms of yellow, green, orange, but I generally make sure I completely finish a zone before moving on to the next. That generally puts me about a level or two above where you're expected to be. And at least as Rep Paladin, that's plenty of leeway in terms of damage output versus damage input, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been kind of going with as a general rule of thumb.
Okay. No worries. Now, what advice would you give to anybody who's thinking or wanting to try a challenge chain?
Big thing for me is unless you're super into, like, whenever you die just making a new character right away, like, give yourself like a little bit of mental reset between starting a new character, because obviously deaths are pretty devastating. So the whole challenge is supposed to be fun. At least I'm assuming it's supposed to be. I'm having fun with it. So like just grinding through levels right after dying is a really easy way to get burnt out. And I almost got burnt out after my first guy, but then realized I needed to just take a break and do something else. Other than that, using the forums and the community as a resource has definitely helped my most recent guy get to the level he is now. Just because there's a lot of good tips on things to avoid and stuff like that. So those are two main things I would say.
Excellent. No, that's very true. It's always good. I think a lot of us would say when we first started Challenge Toons that we would, you know, when that death really hurts, we do understand that. It can really, really hurt. I still remember my first death. And yeah. It's still, there is times I think about it and the little pain of my heart just is like, so we do understand that. And I'm sure there is, Stone would have, in particular, I can think of at least one toon that you would have a little bit of a pain in your heart about.
But the Pally, too, because that Pally was, oh, man, that Pally was great.
What level did you get to on that?
60, and then Outland happened. And then I think I fought 15 mobs. It was just dumb. It was just mob after mob after mob, and then eventually I just couldn't. And then I got wholly locked, so I was done. I was finished.
That was near the wall, wasn't it?
Dump, everything was going well, and then mobs respawned.
Yeah,
like what?
Yeah. Fair in the chat room, and I completely agree. Says it never goes away, the feeling of losing your first turn.
Yeah.
So you know, here's Fair, who is a veteran of, you know, of the challenges, and that is completely correct. So, you know, it does dampen sometimes a little bit when you get a death. It can be a little easier, but the first bit it will be hard. So commiserations. I'm sorry that you lost your first two pallies and your contest tune, but I hope you'll give the chamois another go. We've still got a week.
Plenty of time, right? I just gotta wait for all the top 10 people to die, you know, and then
anything can happen.
Yep.
You know, I've got little voodoo dolls.
It's
here.
Happened before.
Anyway,
we've had a number one die, and anything can happen in like the last day, no, second last day. Yeah.
I thought it was the last day. They died. Was that last contest or the one before?
The one before that. I think it was gnomes versus goblins or something.
So we all, you know, so you're all like, yep, this is, we know who's going to win. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
They're just trying to get a little bit more of a buffer between first and second.
I think they had somebody chasing them too. So they wanted to be first because I think at that one we didn't have a surprise.
Yeah.
I think, let me see.
Yeah. And, you know, and then you've got absolute machine levelers. Like, here's Azzy who says he died at 36. When was that?
Back just to 62. Like wow.
And he hit 62. So, you know, he is an absolute machine. Well done, Azzy. Congratulations. Yeah. And Stur says, dedication. And the flip side is your first max turn on the leaderboard is a great feeling. So, you know, once you attain that, that's amazing. And here's Stur talking from a multiple challenge max leveler, which is amazing. So yeah, we all want to feel that feeling, Stur. We want that feeling. We keep
that's
trying. We keep trying. Yes.
Well, hopefully a few more months and all.
Yes.
We're can at least get closer.
Yep. Months. That's right. We'll all go, yep, definitely. Thumbs up. keep going. You can do it. All right. Well, thank you, Haggerty. We appreciate getting to know you a little bit better, and we're glad that you're going to stick around for the rest of the show. Did you want to elaborate on what you've been doing this week in game? Anything else exciting that you've been doing?
Mainly just working on the third paladin. Every zone's a new zone right now, so that's pretty exciting. When you get past where you previously were, so we'll see how far I get with that guy.
Yes. And you know what? And that's a positive that you've been, you know, going forward, not backwards. So that's
so far.
that is really good. So awesome. So what's your plans for this coming week? You do you have plans to get to a certain level, or you just want to get through certain zones?
I think it would be cool to get the paladin to Burning Crusade stuff. It's definitely attainable. I mean, that's only maybe a few hours of gameplay, so that would be a good goal. Assuming work and other things don't get in the way, but that's life. So,
The biggest boss of all is real life. So, awesome. Well, good luck. We wish you the very best of luck with that. Okay, Stone. Sorry,
hi.
Stone. Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Drinking water.
What have you been doing?
Leveling.
Stuff and stuff.
Leveling and excellent. Leveling. And I'm leveling and I'm still alive. I almost died.
Ooh.
I was at like 10% health. I had a mess on the floor. Had to get my kids to come and clean that up. It was not good. Basically, you know the zone, the town long steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so up in the north, you have to go kill some. What are those guys? They're like Tauren, but they're not Tauren. They're like Yak guys.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you have to get oil barrels as well. Okay, so you have to kill 16 of them, and mm-hmm. I can kill pretty much everything there except for one of them, and one of them is the Earth Shaker, and it summons a Fire Totem, and the Fire Totem is, if you want to turn the video back on, you can. I'll readjust it. it's funny.
It's a great photo. I love it.
It's awesome. Okay. So basically that thing shot a firebolt at me and it took me down to 10% health in one shot. Yeah. And I pooped a little bit. But otherwise I feigned death, popped my healing, whatever it was that heals both myself and my pet. And I survived and completed the quest and we're all good. So I'm in basically uncharted territory right now, and I'm asking lots of questions of certain people in Discord and looking things up on the forums. And the forums, just so that you know, there's a lot of information there. There's a ton of information. A ton.
Lots.
A ton. Specifically, I am actually using Never Died's post, which if you go look at tips and tricks, it's the post up at the top called Leveling to 110, the easy version. So so I'm using that, and that's all. I'm doing things safely, trying to be safe.
Yeah,
tons of information on the forums. I know. It's crazy.
I know. I'm funny about that. That's weird. Crazy place to have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. Good luck.
Yeah. I will tell you that if that thing had killed me, there would not have been a show. I would have been curled up on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
BlizzCon may not be a go. It's just no. Jousting. Wow. Okay. I did not do that quest because I did not do that daily because I hate it. I loathe that quest. Can't stand it. I've died on my normal tunes in that quest. I cannot stand it. I will never do that one on an iron. I don't care, and I'm past that part. So. Don't care. Gone. Don't look at it.
It's behind. I get the feeling you're a bit indifferent to it. So, you know.
I will tell you how I really feel. I really hate it. So, okay, Leah. I mean, I did level up my other tune in the Iron Man contest, but now that something happened, I haven't been playing it as much. Here, I'll mess around with that.
Readjust me.
Yeah, I'm going to readjust you. So because something happened, I haven't been playing it as much because, you know, I want to focus on my main iron, which is weird to say, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, Lita, why don't you tell us what happened in your week?
Oh, my week was fantastic. It was awesome. I dreamt I hit 110. Actually, I dreamt I hit 120, but I don't even know quite how I did that because we were still max level at 110. Seriously, like 3 days ago, that's what I was dreaming, that I hit 120. And I was like, I don't even know, but apparently I got a special buff. So I was pretty happy. I thought that was exciting. However, all I have done this week has been played my contest tune, which is what I said I would do. I've given them all the little bloods are over there. They're just having a little holiday, you know, so they're okay. Get a little bit of rested because they're going to chew through that rested like it's chocolate on a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock for me. So pretty much.
Okay.
Anyway, so I made my little iron liter. My little panda shaman, and I, you know, I started leveling her. I had committed after the show. I made her. Off I went. I kept going. You know, I was doing quite well. Found a little bit squishy.
A little bit.
Kept, you know, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Kept going. I got her to, so I made her alliance. When I got to the time, I made her alliance, and I, you know, got her into the guild on Wormrest and kept going, just, you know, just play along. It was quite a nice, lots of running around to do. With the bloodthirsty, you just grind, you know, but with the come over here, do this quest. Oh, go back over here, do this quest. Go over here. So there's lots of running around to do. And then hit 26, which I think is my highest chamois to date, I must admit. I don't think I've had one higher than that. So I was like, yay, okay, keep going. Dead. Moss hides, wetlands, dead. Like, it was that fast. I was picking them off one at a time, very slowly, taking my time, not questing above my limit because chamois are very squishy. Even though they're supposed to be a male, I tell you, it's like they're wearing cloth, I swear.
Yeah.
And it reminds me very much of the warlock at the moment. You know, under 20, the warlock's very, very squishy. Chamois, that's what it feels like to me. Very, very squishy. Squishy. Yes, you need to do that, Haggerty. Yeah. Definitely.
I didn't mean to take away from your story. I was just talking about chat.
That is awesome. I love it. I second that. That's good. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to delete her because I've just put up some auctions on the auction house. And damn it, I cannot, in pure good conscience, delete a tune if I have got auctions on the auction house. I cannot do it.
No, of course
so
not.
So I was like, okay, I'll just... So I went, I re-rolled, and I started again. So I made myself another little iron leader. Off she went. Again, I decided to go alliance. But you know what? I was really, really torn. Because the NPCs in that starting zone Asa, I tell ya, I am gonna smack her the next time I see her. The attitude that she gave to Angie was, you know, every time it's like, really? Well, I hope that you are happy with yourself with this decision. You know, if you've not done, sorry, I may give spoilers if you've not done the turtle, but with the boat. And I'm just like, how can she say that to him? Anyway, I was really, really tempted to go Horde. Really tempted, because her attitude the second time around, I was like, yeah, I'm not going. You snotty little thing. Anyway, I did go Alliance. And yes, so back in the guild. Anyway. But I did get to about level 7. And I was just about done. I tell ya. I was got to about level 7. And I was like, I'm not going to do this again. It's too late. Stone's already won because I've died. So, you know, that's the whole thing. I died. He won. There is no, even if I beat him in levels on the second turn, which I'm going to do, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter because I died. So he won. Anyway, the thing is, the thing with being an altaholic is you give it a day and you're like, oh, bugger it. Let's just keep going. So I got a level 20 this morning at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. I think I hit level 20. So she's getting there. She's getting there. Still squishy. Still, I'm not pushing it though. I'm still in. I decided to do a different path, and I'm staying in Loch Modan, and I'm going to finish the quest, and I'm not going into wetlands until probably at least maybe 22, 23, maybe 24. I'll see where I'm up to, but I'm not going to go too early like I did last time. So that has been my week. So congratulations, Stone. You won again.
I didn't want you to die. I would rather have a win where we're both alive and we just, like the person's got the highest level, right? That would be great. Yeah. But I have to agree with you. I thought I was going to lose because that's Shaman. Oh man, it was so squishy, like really squishy. I was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm not losing. I don't have a patience problem like I had with the bloodthirsty one, right? But this was not good. I did not like it. So I don't know. I won, but it was gonna be close, I'm pretty sure. It was gonna be whoever got killed first was gonna lose, right?
So yeah, because we were pretty much going, you know, like, yeah. I started off and I was just going to go, like, there was, you hadn't even started. So I just thought, no, what? I'm just going to go the contest. Well, last week. Well, yeah, you hadn't even started.
You went first, right? And then I out-leveled you, and then I waited, and then you out-leveled me, and then I out-leveled you, and then I waited, then you out-leveled me, and then you died. So it was going back and forth, but I wasn't going to level like crazy because I was focused on my main iron I had to do that. So
Zaya says that we should set a rule, like get one level every so many days. But the OCD in me is like, I just want to beat Stone. So.
Well, you have
so beaten. He might be okay with it, but I would be like, yeah, I'll get two levels.
But you have beaten me, right? So, and that tune is still going.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is long gone. Like that one, you crushed me. Anyways, what's it at now? 3-1? 4-1?
Four and two.
I've lost.
Yeah.
Oh, the pally. Okay. True. Okay. Yeah. Right, because if I lost this one, then we would have been tied 3-3. Okay. So I'm 4-2, pulling ahead.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
So let's move on.
Okay. All right.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, so you know there's this thing called Calm Before the what is it? Is it a hurricane, a tornado?
Cyclone.
Okay, I'm gonna play a bumper for our spot. if I can find it. Okay, there it is.
The storm known as BlizzCon is almost upon us, and that means once again, it's time for podcasters, community personalities, and fans to come together for one of the largest gatherings created by fans for fans. It's Con Before the Storm, featuring the 5th annual World of Podcast. It's shaping up to be our largest World of Podcasts yet, with participants from over 50 podcasts and additional content being produced before and after the big party at the Anaheim Hilton on November 2nd. Even if you can't join us in Anaheim, we do invite you to check out the shows on Alpha Geek Radio or at twitch.tv/calmbeforestorm. Can't listen to us live? We have you covered with podcast versions of our content available for download on demand via our World of Podcasts show feed on Google Music and Apple Podcasts. For complete information, show schedule, and much, much more, be sure to check out calmbeforestorm.com, and also don't forget to follow us on Twitter at calmbeforestorm and at World of Podcasts.
And then there's my white people dance, my shoulder dance. that will be.
I thought we were allowed.
Okay, so yeah, we are gonna be on the Warcraft panel on Thursday, November the 2nd at 11 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 2 a.m. Eastern. My wife and kids will be in bed, so they can't watch Daddy make an ass of himself. I don't need to mention that. Okay, so. I don't know why I put in the other part in my show notes. Anyway, so I just found out that we are going to be doing a meet and greet. Sorry, I am going to be doing a meet and greet at 10 o'clock on the same day, on November the 2nd. And because I'm a Twitch, I'm not a partner, it's the other thing. So
affiliate.
Yeah. So.
Yay!
That should be interesting. I'm not really sure what to expect. I've never done one before, so go easy on me, I guess. Hopefully I'll have my pins. I'm trying to get pins. I think I bought 100 of them or 50. I can't remember.
Nice.
But they said that they should be ready before I leave, and I have a week to go. So if they're not done before I leave, I'm going to be really... really cheesed off. Yeah, so that night I cannot drink. Like I can't drink all night.
Yeah.
Cuz
it's probably the best.
I'm gonna be so
sad.
You're
not allowed to have one to like simmer you down at all?
Well, with one beer already, I'm very loose. Really loose.
So like a quarter of a beer then.
So I'm a cheap date. So if anybody wants to take me out,
not even Cadbury.
It's really
not
cheap.
Even Cadbury.
But what?
A glass and a half. Cadbury.
Cadbury. I don't know. Cadbury is a chocolate.
Yeah. Eggs. Okay.
Yeah.
The saying, a glass and a half. So if you're not even Cadbury, doesn't matter. As you'll
this
get it.
This gotta be an Aussie thing. I'm just not sure what's going on over there, but it's not even Cadbury. Okay. The other thing is Hallow's End is running right now. Goes until November the 1st.
Yes!
So you can get the buckets for, and you can keep the candies to turn it in for pet for rewards for pets and toys, blah blah blah. But you can't use it to get the speed boost. So apple bobbing is fine, although the apples only last until the event is over and then they'll go away. The Yeah, Gurman is okay to turn in the quest, but you got to turn off the XP buff when it's done. The Headless Horseman in the town is okay. I would recommend staying kind of away so you don't get killed by it. You cannot mm-hmm. do the five-man. That's not allowed. The Hallowed Helm is okay. It's purple, I think, or blue.
Blue.
Anyways, it's on our exception list. It's one of the few things that are okay. I would still prefer if you don't use it. Just it plays havoc with stuff, so that's why we're not adding new things. So all other quests are fine to do. The cleanup quest can PvP flag you if you happen to be bombed by somebody else that's doing a bombing run on your city. You may not see them because they are phased out, and then all of a sudden you're flagged. That's why you were basically hit by someone else. Hopefully they'll fix that, because I don't think that you should be getting flagged anymore because somebody else flagged hit you. They changed that. Except for this. Doing the bombing run will PvP flag you even after the quest is completed. So I kind of remember last year I did this run and it did flag you when you did the run, but when you landed, it unflagged you. And I don't know why this is not a thing anymore, but apparently you will still be flagged. So if you happen to have a Horde or Alliance sitting around the quest giver when you land, you are fair game. And a kill is a kill, and you will die, and that's going to be it. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So,
I did that once last night on the new challenge turn.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, until I could actually get to, like, the safety, I was petrified, because I'm like, no, I'm flagged. And I mean, unless you take it like a short flight path or hearthing will remove it. But those, you know, 2 minutes of running back into Stormwind, just going, please, 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 nobody kill me, nobody kill me. And then just going, I am not doing that again. Yeah. That was 2 minutes of pure terror.
And you can just go jump on the flight path and just go. But, you know, you still got to get there. It's just, you know, if you have a low level iron, okay, go for it. But if you're on a high level one, I would not take my iron on there. There is no way.
No.
Because if I got killed, I would lose my mind. I would be over. So
it's not worth it.
It's, I mean, you get a good amount of XP, but then you're dead, right? So. Okay, so we have the Minority Report contest. It's still going. It's only a week in. It will end as of 7 p.m. Eastern on the 28th. So as soon as we go live, it's over. Done. And I have jobs that run, and we go see who is up in first place and all that stuff. And we had the tiebreaker, I think, was level 40 or whatever. Which we can still do if we have a tie. If we don't, then great. The results are not sorted by a tiebreaker. It's sorted by whoever added their character first. So if we got a tie, like if we get a tie, and there's like a tie for second and third, or first and second and all that, just because it shows up that way wouldn't necessarily mean that's how it is. I would go check the actual information and see when you hit level 40 on both of the tunes and see who's first. And I will reach out to whoever is in first and second with prize info, which I'll use your email that you supplied. And then I'll delete all of the emails because I hate keeping that information. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So as of this morning, I decided to go look at stuff, and we had 74 people that were in the contest or had tried. I think right now we're at 77. We had two characters get eliminated due to red flags. One was two uncommon slots were equipped. And the other one was talents are not allowed. So they selected a talent. Yeah, you can't select talents. We lost 35 characters.
Hey, I'm one of those.
Oh, man.
Me too. Me too.
Wow. I'm not surprised. It's just, it's shamans they feel so squishy. Ugh. As of this morning, we have 50% are alive, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So I think our top 10, so I'm going to go over the top 10 overall, which could include deaths too, but then I'm going to go do a top 5 of who's alive and stuff. So number one is Tala Lana Lana, right? Yeah. At level 69. I laugh at fart jokes too. It's okay. And number two is Zero's Kill, and also Commas too, at level 68. And Astrana, who was in the lead for quite a while at level 66, died. As the Iron is at level 62. That's his second attempt. Zaya Panda is at level 62. Who is this? I can't see because it's struck through.
Dried Apricot.
Dried Apricot is level 60, dried. But died. Mm. Arrow, which I will mention later on, is level 60 and died. Contester is level 59, is still going. Kargmer died at 55. And in 10th would be... Peking Totem died at 55. That is, sorry, Nisi. That's Nisi. yeah, she re-rolled and she died, unfortunately. She was saying it in chat too. I don't remember.
Well, the top 10, 5 are dead and 5 are alive. So yeah. That's your perfect of what the contest has been so far.
I mean,
half and half.
So our official top 5 would be Tala Lana Lana, Zero's Kill, Azzy Iron, Zaya Panda, and Contester. We do have a week to go, which, as you can see, lots of stuff can happen. So
anything can happen.
I would say if you died on when are we ending it on Saturday? If you died on Thursday or Friday, okay, you're probably done. But if you roll now, you can still catch up. You just gotta only play that tune.
Should do a 48-hour session, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do it.
It's doable. They've got to stay alive, more so.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So folks know, I'm not sure people know, but first and second place will have a option to get a BlizzCon virtual ticket. If they don't want it, you know, maybe you know somebody else that does, or we can figure something out. Other than that, I think that's... Is that it?
That's it. All right.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'll probably remember something else after, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah. Okay, go.
Okay. Well, we will do the state of the challenges and see how everyone has done this week. Anyway, so let me start off with the irons. We've got Iron Miku, who hit 76. Sell Out, I like that. Good one, Sell. 78. Area, 79. Star Mangala hit 84. Marg Hope hit 85. Darrow DK, 86, but died. Oh, Darrow, that's no good. Camacho hit 87. Just Ash hit 90, but died. Oh, is that his pally? Oh, dear. Oh, Ash, that's no good. Zimcor hit 92. And can I just say, what is this? Is our level how many? 24th, 25th,
24th,
max, 24th level, max level. Anna Bolick hit 110. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Our new iron. This is a second iron champion for Townie. Congratulations. Townie is in the chat room. Everyone.
Good
say
job,
congratulations Townie. To Townie. His first was Baztar, and this is his second. So well done, Townie. That is an awesome effort. Draenei Pally is what Anabolic is. And Anabolic was the last grandfathered for both irons and tins, wasn't it?
Yes. No. I thought it was. Oh. I think Aya Hunter is on both still.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still, Townie. Yeah. Wonderful. Well done. Well done. Awesome effort. Amazing. Okay. Haggerty, can I get you to start off with the Bloods for me?
Sure. So first we've got Five Good Win. He died at 42. It's sad. Coriavis, who died at 55. He's also flagged, though, for blue neck and sword. So that's okay. Five Matt. I'm not sure if that's related to Five Goodwin. Got to hole 57. Still cruising. Soulful Pa got to 59. PT's is up to 65. Hemo Brittle is up to 68. Okay. So getting up there. Five Twists is up to 68. Are all these five people the same person?
I think so, yeah.
That's impressive. He's up to 68. Bloody Boz is up to 78. So solidly into, was that Wrath? Yeah, Wrath. Too Thirsty is up to level 85. And Tyrayron got to 87 but then died. That is a really high level to get to.
So that's also Five's that's character. Also Five. Yeah, and Five, man. I think we announced it last week, too, but it didn't get picked up on our report, so that's why it came up this week. But yeah, it's no good.
Wow.
Our character's going, though.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
Okay, so we'll do... Let's look at the pacifists this week. How did they do?
Let's see. Okay, so Passive Brittle got to 46. I'm guessing that's related to the other Brittle. I wonder what tipped me off to that. Herba Lisa got to 58. Sneaky Boz got to 62. Five Curmudgeon, 62 as well. Mage Grump is up to 65. Harry Up is up to 77. Harmless is up to 79, like the name. Oh, but red flagged. Killed 15. That's a lot of kills.
Yeah.
Never mind. Huey Hamster is up to 83. Snuffletips is up to 95. And Feralene is at 105. Home stretch.
Almost there.
Well done. Excellent. Well, what? Harmless would have been 15 from round, I'm assuming, vicinity kills?
I'm not sure, but yeah, if you get... I think basically what happened is that they probably got one kill, and then they just were like, ah. They kill all the things.
Oh, boy.
Does it red flag you after one?
No, it will yellow flag. It will yellow flag you if there's a killing blow. So you're allowed three kills. I can't remember what it was, but we've set it up different. So
because you
can basically get credit for kills just by being beside something, even though you never even touched it.
Really, even if you didn't tag it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get credit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. So we added stuff in there, and I think we did I thought it was five, maybe. I'm not sure. I will have to go look at the the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got all these things in my head. No killing.
So many rules.
you are allowed, if you have 10 kills or less and only one or two killing blows, you will be yellow flagged. If you have more than 10 kills, doesn't matter if you have any of the killing blows or not, you will be red flagged. So that's what got them. They were probably near something that exploded and killed a whole bunch of stuff, and they got flagged. Which sucks.
Well, they could have been picking a herb somewhere and someone dropped down out of the sky and decided to kill something right next to them. Like Fair says in the chat room, the whole proximity kill thing sucks hugely. So, that's not good.
It's probably generally important to pick a low pop server then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably the best way to go. Absolutely. But just by what they're doing, they're amazing. You guys are amazing. So well done. Well done. But commiserations, obviously, to those that we've lost. All right. Let's have a look at our tins. What we got?
We have Emily at 42, Egnir at 42, Puritan at 47, Sixes at 49, Iran at 50, Thorgus at 54, Zyxia at 60, Asheron at 70, Zaya Hunter is at 70, Anabolic is also at 110, who is on both lists. So he is our third tin to make it, however, only the second tin to make it without dying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good job for you. I think after Zaya Hunter, that's going to be it, I think, for Grandfathered, I think.
Okay. Yep.
For speed to 60, we have a new number 10. And the new number 10 is Arrow, who was a Shaman Panda that was in our contest. And they leveled from 1 to 60 in... physically in real time in one day, 12 hours, 55 minutes and 7 seconds.
Wow.
So they just sat there and went for it. Right. And on a shaman too. So
I'm surprised that the other guys weren't up that.
No, they were leveling quick, but not within the day and a half.
Interesting.
So our number one is still Fancy, who's Crystal in our chat room, at 16 hours, 1 minute, and 46 seconds. If you want to go for it, go for it. If you physically cannot, do not do it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
But grats, Arrow. That's a really amazing achievement. Like, I just can't even... I can't. And
especially on a shaman, too.
So all those times are not in-game time. Those are actually...
those are real time. Yeah, because we can't do... we can't track slash played because Blizzard doesn't let us do it. We've been asking for like a toggle, say, let my slash played be viewed or something. Mm. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
Zaya says Zaya Hunter should be removed from Tin Man. I deleted the Tin Man tune and rerolled a new one, which is a real Iron Man.
Iron Man. All right. On your Zaya.
I mean, I will take him on. Take him on. Wow. See? One beer. I will take him off the list. I usually don't like to do it, but I don't like to delete stuff. Data is data, right? So, but I sometimes delete stuff if it makes sense, and if he wants me to, I'll delete it. So there.
Okay. Excellent. There. Well, again, everyone's good. It's been a very busy week. Obviously, a lot of people playing. The contest is going along. Lots of people giving it a go. So, good luck this week, guys. And, of course, to all the normal challenges out there, stay safe and keep going. Okay. Bumper?
Right. Bumper. Somewhere.
Coffee is my blood.
That's not the right bumper. How about this one?
Yes, I'm here.
That's not the right one either.
Have you got it out of your system now? You've done both of them.
Sorry, I've got to do it at least once a show.
Go through the whole list.
I've only got the two. So yeah, I'm done.
That's unfortunate.
But you know, there could be more. I just have to go. I just want to say before we move on, I'm working on something for our 100th episode and listening to some old shows and stuff like that. So I might be able to get something new.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know people. I don't even know. So
it's fun stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Excellent. All right. It's chit chat time. So this is where you can ask us anything. The questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous Ares quests, or those kinds of things. And we've got quite a few questions or tips and tricks this week. So first one, Haggerty, who have we got?
Okay, so we've got an email from Paxson, and he says, just to be clear, doing damage if needed is okay, but killing is not. I'm leveling a druid and just got entangling roots, which could be very helpful, but it does do a little damage to the target.
Yeah, I replied to them. I said, yeah, it's helpful, but it also puts you, it also tags the mob. So if somebody comes down and kills it, then you get credit for the kill. So, I mean, it is helpful, but, you know, just be careful with it.
Careful.
Yeah.
Like anything. Yeah.
And obviously this is for pacifists.
Yes. For passies. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Okay. So from Facebook, Mads says, hey, I was wondering what happens to your character on the website if you continue playing it after you dinged 110. Will it be red flagged?
Yes and no. So once you hit 110, we don't look at your toon until the level cap goes up. So at 110, if you make it and you go use it, for other stuff like raids and all that stuff, when the level cap goes up and we start looking at everyone again, you will get flagged for it. So honestly, when you hit max, that your toon is your trophy. So can use it again. So you can use it again to get from 110 to 120. And lots of people do that. So it's just something to keep around. If you really don't want to, then don't. But you will get red flagged when the next expansion is coming out. Mm-hmm. Which it will be soon.
Yes.
BlizzCon.
Probably.
Okay. Next one.
Hey, great. We got a Facebook question from Mads saying, can I use artifacts since my Legion quests are tied to them?
No. Artifacts are a no-no. you can do the one artifact quest. My Bob is doing stuff. I don't know what he's doing, but he's banging around back there. Bob's my cat. So you can do the one quest to unlock your class order hall, because I think you have to do it in order to unlock that stuff, and you are allowed to do that. But as soon as you do that, you have to unequip it and then carry on from there. But otherwise, you can do, there are other quests that you can do. Like, you don't, like, not everything is tied to it. I think they unlocked more quests later on that were not, that you could not see before. Because before there were only like a handful of quests. And it's like, okay, well, how are people going to level up? But now it should be easy to do it. So, weapons, no. No. No.
Yep.
No. Not no.
Definitely
just
no.
Not yep. No.
Okay. So we've got email from Paxton again. Anyway, can I get Killing Blows expunged? I was on Relics of Awakening, and somehow I triggered a companion who just started killing everything. I killed nothing, so it'll take the kills, but why should I get the killing blows?
That's just how Blizzard records it, because I don't think a guardian or companion is a separate thing, so it counts as you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So, okay. And mm-hmm. even still, if it's still started killing more than 10 things, then you're still going to get flagged. So you should stay away from quests like that.
Yeah.
And hopefully you weren't high level.
Just trying to think, which was the Relics of Awakening?
I have no idea.
Let's look it up.
It sounds familiar, but I just can't think where it is. Was it the Night Elf?
Yeah, it's in the Night Elf area.
Oh, yeah, so where you go down into that area. Yep, yep.
Slumbering Druids are trapped or whatever. And,
yeah. Mm.
Okay, yeah. So it's not a big deal. Oh, that one. Okay.
And if it's in the starting area, I mean, it's pretty quick to just start back over, right?
So. Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Not that early on.
Though for passing, I suppose. You know,
passive takes a while, but still.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, you need to still watch out for which quests that you take, because you can't take everything.
Mm. So. Yeah, I would be. Yeah, why would you take Relics of Awakening?
They thought because the kill came from not them that they could still loot the stuff, you know, but no.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mm. So okay.
Next question.
Next question.
Okay. Next one.
So this is on Discord from Leyan Yar. Says, hey, quick question. Standard healing pots, are they allowed?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Doesn't matter if they're standard, if they're max, if they're anything. No healing pots.
If they're crappy. Nope.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what degree. No healing pots. Zero. Zip.
I actually flagged myself when back in 2000 and I'm going to say 12. Because I took a potion on my mage.
Mm-hmm.
In Ashen Vale. And then when I realize it, I'm like, I mean, I was only level 26, but still.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
I mean, it's hard sometimes. You get your instinct to just click something when you're about to die. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Better to not even pick them up. Just leave them. I know it might be hard.
Or just vendor them ASAP.
Yep.
Yeah, open your bags only when you have to.
Yes, exactly. And don't have your mouse hovering over the top of an open bag. Not a good idea. Just saying, not good. All right, let's have a look. So this is Itchy from Discord. Says, anybody know at what point archaeology stops being viable for leveling on Azeroth? Because I'm wondering if I can just skip Outland. I have no idea, but one of our absolute wonderful veterans, Five Iron, answered with, yes, 90, you sure can. I stay in vanilla until 90 doing Archie from 60 to 90. It fully scales until then and begins dropping in reward at 90. At 80, though, you can start to get catasites in the mix as it opens up. When that happens and I lose all available old vanilla sites, then I move on to Outland at about 82 and adjust from there. At 90, vanilla, Outland, Northrend, Cata, and Mop are all reduced similarly. Excellent. That's great information, Five Iron. That's wonderful. Yeah. I would not have had a clue about that. So that is wonderful. Thank you for that question, Itchy. And thank you for the answer, Five. Okay, next one.
Next, we had a question on Discord from Z. Are heirloom maps allowed?
Yes.
What's an heirloom? Heirloom map?
They mean the toys that you're allowed to buy to get all of the flight paths.
You are allowed to use them.
They are toys, and it opens up a whole bunch of stuff. They will let you get access to candy buckets that you normally wouldn't be able to get to because you'd have to run through all the bad stuff. But now that you can just fly in, you should be able to get access to extra stuff. So yeah, you can use them. There's four of them. I think each of them costs like 50,000 gold each, but you can buy it on your main and use it on your iron. That's toys are allowed. Toys are allowed. Toys are
allowed. Yeah. Two for Horde, two for Alliance. Yeah. So they, I mean, they're handy. They don't open up every flight path.
No, they don't.
But they open up a fair chunk around, and it can be helpful at times. I must admit that I do remember, because I favorited them in my toy section, because I kept going, I don't remember what they called.
Yeah. Fair.
Now I do.
So Fair just said that you need to be careful because she lost a baby pacifist at level 7 in Netherguard Keep. Running from the flight path to the bucket, one of those stealth spies came inside the keep and one-shotted me. Yeah. So I would think, because you're low level going into very high level zones, you're going to aggro the whole zone. Well, yes. I mean, obviously not the entire zone, but you're going to... Yeah, so, yeah, be...
Maybe don't hop around at level 1.
Be careful. Good
Lord. Yeah, I must admit, Fair. I was thinking that for my panda, and there was just this vision of me this morning going, you know, I'd fly into somewhere like, I don't know, say Everlook as a level, what am I, 20, and just be like, you're dead. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stick to the areas that are close by. I would cry. I can't lose two tunes. Okay. Good question though, Z. Thank you. All right. Ulti from Discord said, is there any way to disable the you have unspent talents notification? And Spooky had an answer, said that there is on mods.curse.com, add-ons, wow. Hide talent alert should do the trick. Also need to allow old add-ons. What does that part mean?
I use this. It's a add-on that isn't supported anymore, I don't think, and it still works. So I use this for mine, and whenever I level up, the thing doesn't pop up for me anymore.
Oh, that's great. I'm learning a lot today. I gotta get that.
Yeah, because it was such a pain seeing it up there, and I'm like, no, we don't want to click you. And it's like, come on, click me. I'm like, no. Tempt
talent.
Me. Yeah. Hide talent alert. Get it.
Yeah.
I would hope that somebody would be able to go in and take this on, because it shouldn't be a big deal. I'm not sure where the author is, but yeah.
Good question. Yeah, okay.
Do you want to do the next one from Z on Discord?
Sure. Z on Discord said, hey, just wrote on the forum that someone died in the Cape of Stranglethorn to a quest that auto-kills you, a game mechanic. And look what have it that he's right in Stranglethorn right now. Which quest is that? Does anyone know? And there is an answer here from Thoatrix. It's the one that takes you into Zul'Gurub. It's pretty easy to see which quest it is, if you recall correctly. You have to click on a portal to get in. There's actually supposed to be a ladder you can click to get out before you're killed, but sometimes it doesn't show up. Not worth risking it. Yeah, so don't go to Zul'Gurub, I guess.
Yeah.
I've died to that specific problem. So it doesn't auto kill you, right? It's just like you click on the portal and you get turned into the little raptor, and you're trying to get out of Zul'Gurub, and one of the parts has you go into a temple area to go kill something, and it's like a poison cheeky poo or something who someone snakes, and I don't know, and there's like poison paths on the ground, but there is supposed to be a ladder that spawns, and on my iron it did not spawn, and so you're dead, but it's supposed to spawn and it did not.
Yeah,
so don't even bother. You can do everything up until
done
that
it
part
every time and not had an issue. How weird is that?
I would say you can do that, just don't do that part, because that part can possibly bug out on you.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. Because I've done it, I don't know, at least 5 times and not had a problem. So obviously my RNG is going to come back and bite me in the backside next time. I better remember not to do that. All right. Good question. Thank you, Z. Okay. And from Lamont Stewart from Twitter, is the Tin Man version of the pacifist challenge or just the Iron Man one? Tin Man is
iron.
A version of iron, not it's pacifist.
A, it's yeah. a
light pacifist is iron. Pacifist.
Yeah. So you can't. What are the exceptions on Tin Man? I just.
Green,
you can die, right?
You can die. Yep. You can't pick talents.
Green gear.
No, gear is still
that's
only.
You don't know gear higher than white.
Yeah. You are allowed healing potions. That's another big change.
There we go, potions. Yeah.
It's right up on the top where it says you are allowed to die, talents are allowed, potion use is allowed, food buffs are allowed. So we're allowing some things, but it's still iron. It's just for you to try to find your path, and then when you've gotten your path, go try iron.
Mm.
So it's a watered down version of iron.
Oh, just go try iron. You know,
yeah, or you can skip to iron and
that's right.
Regret it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. All right.
So I want to say, thank you to our mods, because I forgot to do it last week because I'm such a jerk face. For our mod moderators in Discord and Twitch, because they answer a lot of questions and deal with a lot of stuff that. Mm-hmm. I would lose my mind.
We heart you guys. So thank you.
I will say it's a tremendous help. Huge help. Like they actually take questions from the server and put them in a Google Doc. That by itself that is
yeah.
Good Lord. So thank you. Very, very much.
Thanks.
Chat room stuff. We've been kind of doing what?
I was just going to mention. Were we going to mention about last week? Yeah, I was going to mention that when we got to the contest, but we kind of went past that.
What?
Oh, our guest last week had a family emergency. So
yes,
Marg. Couldn't, yes. Yeah, so yes. I just okay. want to make notation or notice but that don't... Marg, what happened was his son broke his arm and he was in emergency.
Yeah.
With his son, he didn't take his phone. Poor Marg was absolutely devastated. he was about to kill his son for breaking his arm, but of course you can't do that. But Marg will be on next week anyway, of course, because of the end of the contest. But yeah, it was a bit like, okay, something's really weird because Marg's not here at all. So
Marg wouldn't just ditch. Like he wouldn't just ditch. And he wanted to talk with me afterwards. And I'm like, just all the times he wanted to talk with me, I couldn't chat. And I was just like, dude, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Family, doesn't matter what you're mm-hmm. doing, but family's always got to come first. This is just a game we
Priorities.
Play. Yeah. I mean, yeah. This is just a game we play, right? And,
But he, I did have a chat and he'll be here next week, but just so everyone knows, all good. It's his son. It was an emergency.
His son is going to be okay.
Yes. Okay.
I wasn't going to mention his son, Lita, but hey.
Yeah, well, it was an emergency, so what can I say? I mean, look, if it was me, I would probably be feeling pretty much the same. So, so it's all good, Marg. It's all good. We'll talk to you next week. So.
Absolutely. I think we're going to get him on as a guest in January because I think we're pretty much booked up throughout the year, like through the rest of the year.
Yes.
I think so. So, okay. Azzy's pun. All right, here we go. Here we go. Are you ready for this? This is from he sent me two last week. And I read the one and I said I'd keep this one. And he sent me another one this week, and now I'm going to keep it for next week. So, you know, he's saying that he would like to tell me a chemistry joke, but he knew that he wouldn't get a reaction out of me.
Oh god.
Yep.
Next.
Yep. Well, I can't. I mean,
big red button. Yeah. Next.
Bum, bum. Yep.
I'm gonna read the one that he sent me then. Okay, let's see if this one's even better.
All right, do it.
The window fell into the incinerator, it was a pain in the ash to retrieve. It was a pain, P-A-N-E, in the ash to retrieve. That one's pretty good.
Yep. Try again next week, Azzy.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Azzy, I'll need one for next week now. Thanks. I'm just blowing through all of this stuff. Okay, so this part, thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon and Twitch. Gold, I don't know about gold, man. He's saying it's gold right there, and I don't know. I don't know about gold. Maybe.
Give you like bronze.
Maybe it's like fool's gold or something. I don't know. But last week, actually during the end of our show, we actually got two new Twitch subscribers, which thank you very much. So we got Cash Bringer and Summerlin, both subbed. Thank you both very much.
Wow, thank you.
I swear I will be adding the Twitch emotes. I swear, I've got them. I just got to submit them. Russell, which is Niecy's husband, actually made them for us, and I haven't submitted them.
Slacker.
Yeah, I'm bad. Bad stone.
Bad.
So thank you both for joining us. Cash Ox also lost his iron this week, I saw. And he was getting higher up there too. I don't think he's in the chat right now because he's probably mad, which I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah,
he's probably curled up crying on the floor like stupid things. Okay, so we're gonna do our yes. I don't want to be there though. Again, okay. So thank you to our $5 patrons and Twitch subscribers. So we've got Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Fair, Five Iron, Gotcha, Grand Negus, Eli, CTR, Cashbringer. Wow, I'm going to screw up his name every time now. And he's going to never let me live it down. Listen, never died. I'm having a horrible day today. Summerlin, Zaya, and Anonymous. But if you would like to subscribe and also not say your name, I will completely do that. I will not say your name.
Disregard it regardless.
No, I will only disregard it for one person. But if somebody else wants to, I will totally respect that. Yep, that's what I do. So that's it. Can I come with you to BlizzCon Stone? They need to hear my puns. I'm not the boss of you. No. So you could just jump on a flight. I mean, if you look up a flight right now, it probably costs you about $3,000, right? Because it's like next week.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lita would know. She's looking that up. Like, oh, can you come this year? She's like, nope. Okay, so next show is Saturday, October the 28th, before I do something really bad. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Lita's going to kill me. It's Sunday, October the 29th at 9 a.m. Lita time, which is 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight, whatever time, because they changed. And that's 1 a.m. Central European time. because they have not changed yet. I think they change. I don't know when they change, man. Can we just like stop with the shifting, man? All right. I hate it. I hate it so much. Zaya will be here next week. We haven't had him on for a long time. Yeah, we actually tried to get him on during our, what was it? It was one of our call-in shows. And he was having Skype problems, so.
That's right, yep.
Hopefully.
Zaya! Yeah.
So excellent. Next week is Zaya. Wow. Okay. thank you for coming on the show. and dealing with all this nonsense. Wow. Thank you so much. I just, yep. That's how we're going to end it. Lita.
This is great fun. Thank you.
Anya, that's good. Yeah. Thank you, Haggerty. Thank you so much again. We really appreciate it. And we are really thrilled that you're giving this a go. Like, it's awesome to see. We've got so many new people trying it out. If you can just let everyone know where they can find you, where they can get in contact with you if they would like, please.
Yeah, definitely. This has been a lot of fun so far. I've actually been streaming a lot of my Iron Man journey on my Twitch channel is twitch.tv/TheHaggerty. My Twitter is @RealTheHaggerty. You see it on the screen right now. And I have a YouTube channel, which is Haggerty Hags. They wouldn't let me switch to the Haggerty. So,
oh,
Haggerty Hags. That's good. Nice.
So those are the easiest ways to get in contact with me or see me. Message me on Twitter, YouTube, or Twitch. So.
All right. Well, we will have all that information up on the website. So if people are not sure, they can certainly go and check out the show notes there. Again, good luck with the Pally. Good luck with anything else that you're going to do with, whether it's a challenge tune or your normal tune. So thank you. Thank you again. Now, where people can find us, you can find the website at wildchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can send us a tweet on Twitter, which is @wildchallenges, or you can jump into our Discord server, which is discord.wildchallenges.com. Wonderfully lively discussion is always over there. So thank you for everyone that's on Discord. Don't forget, check out Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as check out the show youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one, people. Yeah. Okay, just remember, wowchallenges1. Don't forget, you can come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we do like once a month now. So we have one planned for after BlizzCon. That's going to be fun. Oh, Lita.
Oh, yeah.
Lita, where can
we
find
you? Yes. Yes, it is. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as doing stuff with Stone over there on the interwebs. Okay, don't forget, as always, we love to say a big thank you to Mark Conan because we love our intro. It rocks. It literally rocks. It's awesome. So you can check him out at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter, as well as he is part of the Torrent Think Tank podcast with Jules, and they do awesome stuff. Other than that, everyone, well done to every challenger this week. Commiserations to everyone that we lost. Have a good week, peoples. Be safe, but have fun. Stone, take it easy. Haggerty, thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Bye. Say goodbye. I guess. I don't know. Okay, bye.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, don't make me start doing the peace stuff. Okay.
The Wild Challenges Podcast. Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.